Welcome back. In this lesson, we're taking a VHS rave stab and flipping it into a proper roller weapon for old school jungle and DNB vibes in Ableton Live 12. Now, when I say rave stab, I'm talking about that bright, dusty, slightly detuned chord hit that instantly brings old school energy. But the key here is not just making it nostalgic, the real move is to turn it into something that drives momentum. Something that breathes with a breakbeat, leaves space for the sub, and evolves across the drop instead of just looping like wallpaper. So let's build this in a way that feels musical, club safe, and actually useful in a track. First, choose your source. You want a short chord hit, a sampler stab, or a rendered synth chord that already has a strong character. If you're making it from scratch, use something like Waveatable, analog, or a simple layered MIDI chord, then resample it. The important thing is that it has a clear harmonic identity, but not too much low end. Ideally, you don't want much happening below about 120 Hz. Load that sound into Simpler or Sampler. If you're using audio, Simpler is great for quick control. If you want a more precise hit, Sampler lets you really shape the start and end point so it behaves like a stab instead of a pad. Now trim the envelope so it feels punchy and playable. A good starting point is a super fast attack, around 0 to 5 milliseconds. Set the decay somewhere between 250 and 600 milliseconds. Keep sustain low, maybe around 0 to 15%, and give it a short release, somewhere around 80 to 180 milliseconds. The main idea is simple. This should behave like a rhythmic instrument, not a long chord wash. If it still feels too long, shorten the decay before you start eking too aggressively. In drum and bass, space is part of the groove. If the stab keeps hanging around, it starts fading the break and the bassline. Next, clean up the tone with EQ8. High pass it somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz, so it stays out of the sub area. If the sound feels boxy, make a small cut around 250 to 400 Hz. And if the top is too brittle, a gentle shelf dip around 7 to 10 kHz can help soften that VHS edge in a nice way. Now let's add character. Put saturator after the sampler and keep it tasteful. You want grit, not mush. Try around 2 to 6 dB of drive and turn on soft clip. If the stab is too clean, this will give it that worn, slightly cracked sampler energy. If you want a little more body and attitude, add drum bus lightly. Keep the drive modest, maybe around 5 to 15%. Use a little crunch if needed, and if the transient is too sharp, back off the transient slightly. I'd usually keep boom off for this kind of sound unless you specifically need a little extra low resonance without stepping on the sub. The goal is that VHS-style texture, a little fuzzy in the mids, a little dusty on top, but still readable when the drums hit. Now comes one of the most important parts of this whole technique, filter automation. Add auto filter and set it up for motion. Depending on the source, a low pass or band pass can both work. Start with a cutoff somewhere in the range of 500 Hz to 8 kHz, and keep resonance fairly subtle, maybe 10 to 25%, then automate the cutoff over 4 or 8 bars. Don't just sweep it randomly. Think in phrases. For example, start the section slightly muted, open the filter just before a snare moment, then close it back down after the stab answers the drums. That breathing movement is what makes it feel like a roller instead of a static loop. A really strong pattern is this. Bars 1 and 2 stay a bit darker, bars 3 and 4 open up more, then the next phrase pulls back again for contrast. That little shift creates direction. It tells the listener something is happening, even if the harmony itself is simple. Now let's talk about rhythm, because this is where the real DNB feel comes from. Keep the stab pattern simple, but make it answer the drums. Think offbeats after the snare, syncopated hits before the one, or paired hits with a small gap between them. In a 174 BPM roller, a great place is often the and after beat 2, then again just before beat 4. Let the snare own 2 and 4, and let the stab fill the space around it. If you're using audio instead of MIDI, warp it and shorten it so it behaves rhythmically. Then nudge the timing slightly if needed. A little late can feel heavy and laid back. A little early can feel more urgent and nervous. Tiny timing moves can make the whole thing feel more human and more old school. Now add echo, but don't turn it into a wash. In drum and bass, delay tails can get messy fast, so treat echo like a performance tool. Start with short values like 1/8, 1/8 dotted, or 1/16. Keep feedback around 10 to 30%. High pass the repeats above 200 to 400 Hz, so the delay doesn't cloud the low mids, and automate it. Don't leave it on all the time. Use it only on certain moments, maybe the first bar of a section, the last hit before a variation or one ghost repeat in the second half of a phrase. That way it feels intentional, like a little accent, not a blanket over the groove. If you want more control, make a parallel setup. Duplicate the stab or use an audio effect rack with two chains, one clean, one dirty. The clean chain can stay fairly simple, maybe a cue and a touch of saturation. The dirty chain can hold more aggressive saturation, auto filter, echo, or even a tiny bit of redux if you want extra lo-fi bite. Blend that dirty chain in quietly, around 10 to 30%. You're not trying to replace the stab. You're just adding texture underneath it. And don't forget mono discipline. The top end can be wide and nostalgic, but the core should stay solid. Use utility to keep the low end narrow or mono below about 150 to 200 Hz. In fact, always check your stab in mono. If it falls apart in mono, it's probably too wide or too messy for a club system. Now let's shape the arrangement with volume and rests, because this is where a lot of people miss the trick. Volume automation is huge. Sometimes a tiny dip of 1 to 3 dB before a snare fill makes the whole section feel more alive. Sometimes muting the stab for half a bar before a drop hit creates more impact than adding another effect. And sometimes bringing it back full level at the start of a new phrase is all you need. Think in blocks. Maybe bars 1 to 4 are a full stab phrase. Bars 5 to 8 remove every second hit. Bars 9 to 12 open the filter and bring in a delay throw. Bars 13 to 16 get more sparse, then cut out before the next section. That kind of subtraction keeps the roller moving without overcrowding it. Always check the stab against the full drum and bass context. Listen to it with the break, kick, snare, and sub or respace. Make sure the sub stays centered and clean. Make sure the stab isn't stepping on the snare crack around 2 to 5 kHz. If the bass is very mid-forward, darken the stab a little. If the break is busy, simplify the stab before you add more effects. If needed, put a compressor or glue compressor on the stab bus, but keep it gentle. You're looking for a few dB of reduction at most. Ratio around 2 to 1 or 4 to 1. Attack somewhere around 10 to 30 milliseconds, and release on auto or around 80 to 150 milliseconds. The stab should dance with the drums, not flatten them. For the arrangement, think like a DJ and think in 16-bar phrases. A nice structure could be bars 1 to 4, filtered and restrained. Bars 5 to 8, more open and full. Bars 9 to 12, add a delay throw and drop a couple of hits. Bars 13 to 16, strip it back and prepare the next transition. If you want that true jungle old-school feeling, let the stab answer chopped break fills now and then. If you want something darker and more minimal, make the stab more percussive and less chord-like by reducing sustain and tightening the release. A few mistakes to avoid here. Don't make the stab too wide. Keep the core centered and check mono regularly. Don't let it overlap the sub. High-pass it properly and control the low mids. Don't drown it in delay. Use short, selective throws instead. Don't automate every single parameter just because you can. Usually filter, volume, and delay are enough. And don't ignore the breakbeat. The stab should react to the drums, not fight them. Here's a really good advanced move. Once your automation feels right, resample it. Record the processed stab into audio, then chop the best phrase. A lot of the time, that creates a more authentic jungle feel because then automation becomes a fixed performance artifact. It feels more like something that was printed from an old sampler or hardware rig. You can also create a darker alternate version. Duplicate the stab, pitch it down a few semitones, low pass it, and blend it quietly under the main version. Or use a little bit of redux for that worn sampler shimmer. Just keep it subtle. The goal is character, not destruction. So to recap, choose a strong rave stab source, shorten the envelope, clean up the lows, add tasteful saturation, automate the filter for movement, place the hits around the snare, use echo only where it counts, keep the core mono safe, and arrange it in phrases that create tension and release. If you do that, your VHS rave stab stops beating just a nostalgic sound and becomes a real roller engine. It supports the groove, leaves room for the sub, and brings that timeless old-school pressure to your DNB section. That's the move. Print it, bounce it, resample it, and make it yours.